We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the top of Tzadik Ches Amud Beis on the Gemara, just right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah, last halacha of the Mishnah was from Rav Shimon, that if a Bechor gets mixed up with Pesach, halacha is you bring it, they both have the same Tzuras HaVoida, that the same Emurim get Ayamakir, the same type of Zrika, and it's also has to be eaten off with Kahanim, so therefore a Kohen can eat it. The only difference is that one's eaten in 2 days and one night, the one's 1 day, 1 night, so you also have to eat it mochar machmir, if you eat it in 1 night. But as far as the kasha, v'kamaisi kachim v'mesa psul, there's a klal, you're not to set up kachim in a way that it might come to pasul. The mice is a big animal, you might not finish it tonight, then become nicer. And if you would know which one it is, if it would really be a bechar, then you would just eat it the whole next day and it wouldn't become nicer. So how you let it bring it for your shimon, you might see your mayit in the achila of the bechar. As you say, that it should wait to get some mum, and let the kohen eat it after get some mum, like a chulin. Why are you allowing it to be set up in kachim and bring it to beis apsol? But kamayis to kachim beis apsol. It's like Gemara of Shimon tamei. Rav Shimon shita is you're allowed to do this. The Amar Ravian kachim beis apsol. You're allowed to in a makom where something gets mixed up. You're allowed to bring the carbon, even though you're mamayit in it's man achila. That's not into the Mishnah. Oshem esar v'shlamim. Oshem they got mixed up with v'shlamim. Rav Shimon oimer yishretu b'tzafon v'yoyichlu k'chayim eshbehem. You have an oshem that got mixed up with v'shlamim, and oshem and v'shlamim are different. One of the differences are that one's eaten for 1 night and 1 day. That's an oshem, and v'shlamim is eaten 2 days and 1 night. So Rav Shimon oimer yishretu b'tzafon. You just shechter in tzafon, which is a din of oshem. V'shlamim is kachim kalim. You don't have to shechter in tzafon. Oshem you do. So shechter both in tzafon. And you eat it only 1 day and 1 night like Asham. That was Rav Shimon Shita. Amr Loi, Rabban said to him, "Aim at being kachim beis apsul. You're not allowed to do that. Now bring kachim beis apsul." So, but Rav Shimon holds not like that, and therefore our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Latamei holds with being kachim beis apsul. Therefore, when a Pesach gets mixed up with a Bechar, you could bring it all, both of them today, and the same halachas, and you'll eat it for 1 day, 1 night, even the Bechar. Now, the Rabban hold the aim of being kachim beis apsul. So, what's the eitzah when a bechar gets mixed up with a pesach? Remember, you can't be poyde, you can't redeem a bechar. So, Rabban hechev dinan, Amar Rava, you let them both graze till they get a mum, both of them, the pesach and the bechar. We know which one's which. Nam tlayach yamu, but yavi behema shmeina, bring one behema, which means really the money of the more expensive one. Velema kol hechev isla pesach, whichever one is to the pesach, that I could redeem. Talk aleb, this one animal, this animal will be a pesach. And the high, and you'll eat the two animals that got a mum, both the bechar and pesach, with teres bechar ba mum. You have to eat it with teres bechar ba mum. What's the din of bechar ba mum? Bechar ba mum have a special dinim. That a bechar way works like this. If it has no mum, you have to bring it as a carbon. If it gets a mum, the kohen eats it as his regular meal. But you can't sell it in a butcher shop, and you can't weigh it a certain way. You have to treat it more covered. And until it gets kashachtin, you're not allowed to use it for plowing. It has certain halachas. So both of them, you have to be makbid like it's a bechar. Both these animals, because one of them might be a bechar. One of them is a bechar. Even though we don't know which one is which. The other one is chulu now, because I redeemed it. But they both have a din of bechar, and therefore you have to eat both of them b'tayres bechar b'amum. So that's the machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanon, what to do when a bechar gets mixed up with a pesach. According to Rav Shimon, what you do is you bring it as a carbon pesach and same thing, bechar, and you just eat it that night. You just eat it a little less time. And according to Rabbanon, you can't do that. You have to wait till both get some mum, and you take it from there. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Chabura nu Mishnah. Chabura she'ovid pischa. We have here a chabura. They lost the car in Pesach. They went and took a walk in Yerushalayim, and so one of the streets, we don't know where it is. So we had a chabura here of 10 people. They told a 11th guy that was not part of the chabura, they told him, "Say ubakesh, go find it, and shechte for us. Go find it and shechte for us." And once he does it, he's going to be shechte, he'll be part of it also, this 11th guy. Go find it, and that'll be your car in Pesach, and shechte, and put us on it also. It's our car in Pesach, we'll be part of that. He went ahead and found the taken and shechted it. But they also were not sure he's going to find it. So they got nervous. So these 10 guys, they brought another Karm Pesach, and they brought it also. And they brought a Karm Pesach, bought a new Karm Pesach, and they shechted it. Im shaloi nishchat rishoin. So if the shliach who went to find it, his Karm Pesach was shechted first, so then it comes out they already made him a shliach, and that's part of that's their Karm Pesach. It turns out their second Karm Pesach that they brought, which was second, is really possible because they already brought a Karm Pesach. Shalach is who oichel mishaloi. He eats the shliach who found it eats from that Karm Pesach. Vehein oichel mimoi mishaloi, and they eat also from that Karm Pesach because that was first, and he and the group made them, him a shliach. Therefore, they can all only eat that Karm Pesach. Vim shalahem nishchat rishon. If theirs means the group, they got nervous. They brought a Karm Pesach, and theirs was before the shliachs. So they eat from the Om, because by making that Karm Pesach, they were showing they don't want the one that the Shliach had. They were Moshech Yadayim. And it was a four Shechita, they could still say, I don't want to be part of that Karm Pesach. He'll eat the one he brought himself, he'll eat that one. The many days, you don't know which one's first. Or you shech to both of them at once. So now, we know which one's first. Who oichel mishaloi? He could definitely eat that one because he was never part of the group of guys who brought the own Karm Pesach. He eats from that one that he found. They cannot eat with them because they're not sure which is their Karm Pesach. Bishalahem and their Karm Pesach, it goes out, they have to burn it. But they are part of from doing a Pesach Sheni because we know a Karm Pesach was brought for them, even though they can't eat it because we don't know which one's first, but Lamaisa was brought for them. And Tosis, and this little Tosis handles before we had an idea, we weren't sure if it was a Tle or a Gadi, and it could be that you're not Yaitza because we don't know which one you can eat. Could be this case is better, because this case, Be'etzem, Klap Yishmaya, you don't know which one was first, but both of them were Shechta for them, really you have a Kosher Karm Pesach here. So that's one case. Another case, a very similar case, but a different case. Omar Lahen, Im Mecharti, you have Stam, a guy, he's going to look for the Karm Pesach. And he says, "Amalem emecharti tzuv shachtu alai. Shecht me if I take too long. Go shecht for me. Shecht the Karm Pesach for me." It was one of the guys from the chabura said, "I'm gonna go look for it, but if I'm taking too long, just get another Karm Pesach, and I want to be nimna on that one, on the one you buy." This is the difference in the last case here. He wants to be part of. He makes them a shliach. Amalem emecharti tzuv shachtu alai. V'halach amatz v'shachat. He went ahead and he found it and shechted it. But hein lachu, they bought a new one, shechtu. So they're for sure good. So, but Shaz, what about this guy went to look for it? So im shalahem nishcha rishon, if theirs was first, hein oichlim shalahem vu oichlim aham. They eat their Karm Pesach and he eats, this guy went to look for it, eats with them also. Because he said, count me in. If I take the loan, count me in. So they counted him in and they shechted it. And his one, which is second, is possible. But if Imshaloi Nishkarishim, his is Shechta first, who Oichel Mishloi eats his own, Behein Oichel Mishloi, they eat theirs. Because by him bringing his own, he that was first, and he wasn't part, he didn't want to be part of theirs, and they brought theirs. Many days, and Nishkarishim, you don't know which one was first, Oichel Shnei Mkechel, they both did it at one time, Hein Oichel Mishlohem, they can eat theirs, because they're going to do it his. But who Ein Oichel Imam, he can't eat with them. Mishloi his, Yoichel Mishloi, it goes out to be burned. Or part of the last Pesach Sheni, when it's part of him doing a Pesach Sheni. What another case? Amar lahem v'amru lo, let's say they each told each other to do for the other one. He said, one of the guys we went to look for it, he said, bring Karm Pesach for me. And he says back to them, and if I'm late, bring Karm Pesach for me. So it went both ways. So here, it's kulam arishan. They all eat from the first one that was brought. Because they're both nimna on both. Whoever's just first, that's the one will be there Karm Pesach. Many a day, you ain't do it, you don't know. Is there a nishcha rishon? Shneyem meis meis shreifa. They both get burnt. But in the first one speak out, the part of Pesach Sheni, the same thing, because we know it's shechted for them a Karm Pesach, which you don't know which one's first, so you can't eat each one, because you can't be nimna on two Karm Pesachim, so one of them is no good. Loi Amar Lehem, Loi Amru Loi, but let's say they didn't say anything to each other, just he went to look for it, and he brought a Karm Pesach, and you brought your own Karm Pesach. He didn't say anything, ain't a crime, Zazah. One is doing the other one, you don't have to know which one's first. That guy, Reuven, who is a Shliach, eats his Karm Pesach, and our group, we eat our Karm Pesach, and everything is gewaldic. Talk to Mr. Vaita now, another part, a new story in our Mishnah. Omar, so it says there, Ein Achroyim Zelza. So next case is, Shtei Chaburois, Shemis Arvu Pischeim. We have two Chaburois. We have to give it, just to make it clear, we're going to give it names. We're going to give it the Burgers and the Schwartzes. We had the Burger family, they had a Karm Pesach, and the Schwartzes had a Karm Pesach, two Chaburois. Shemis Arvu Pischeim, they had two lambs, and the lambs got mixed up. We don't know which one belongs to the Burgers, and which one belongs to the Schwartzes. What are we going to do? So what we do is like this. Eilu Moishchum Echad, the Burgers take one animal and take it to themselves. Eilu Moishchum Echad, and the Schwartzes take an animal for themselves. Then they do, Then echad me'elu balay ve'etzel elu, ve'echad me'elu balay etzel elu. They call one of the burgers over to the Schwartzes, and one of the Schwartzes over to the burgers. Ve'kachin oibrim. This is what they tell the representative from the burgers. The Schwartzes tell the representative of burgers like this. Im shalonu hua pesach haza. If this pesach that we picked out is our karm pesach, so in yedecha meshucha is mishalach. So you disqualify yourself from the Schwartzes. The burgers are talking, let's say. The burgers are talking. I got mixed up myself. But the burgers are talking. So the burgers tell this one representative from the Schwartz, this is our carbon, then you be moishik your hand from the Schwartzes and come and be part of ours. The nimitz ashlonu, be part of ours. Vim shalachu, but if this animal sitting here is really yours, really belongs to the Schwartzes, so you let us be nimna on your karm pesach. He's our owner. He let it count us in. Vim shalachu, ha pesach is yedenu meshucha shalachu. We are being moishik our hand from our pesach sitting in front of us. This one that's in front of us. We moishik our hand from the one that's really ours, which is not here, it's by you. Vim nimna shalachu, we nimna on yours, which is sitting here. And the other group does that also. Now, why do you have to do this? Why can't I just say, let's just eat burger Schwartz, let's pick out an animal. Let's say like this. If this one's mine, so then good. If it's not mine, so then I'm moishich my hand from the one you have, and I'll be kind of this one. Why can't I do it? It's a first shechita. Teretz like this. Zalaka, we'll see in the Gemara of Sarai Tesam Aleph. You're not allowed to leave a Karm Pesach without any of its original owners. You're not allowed to do that for any point in time. See, here if you're going to say that if this one's not mine, I'll be moishik my hand from the one you're holding and let this be mine. But when you do that, you moishik a hand from the one that they're holding, you left it for a second without an owner. If we add any owner, it's a problem. But since you gave them a representative, so it's only the ones who are left, the burgers who are left here, I'll be moishik. But the one burger who's bought a Schwartz's, he will always retain his bailus. And he'll always return his bailus. He's not Moshech's hand from it. And therefore, it'll never be left without a bailus. And the same halacha you'll do also when you have five chaburos, five families who had each one had a carbon, it all got mixed up. What you have to do is send the representative to each group. So you have to have at least five people in each chabura for that reason. And if you have a representative in each group, you can do this whole tanai and not going to be worried about leaving the carbon without an owner. You take one echem kol chabura for chabura, they say the same tnai like we just said. Another halacha, the same halacha, but this is only we only have two people. You had Reuven and Shimon. Reuven had a tle and Shimon had a tle. There was only one person on it, and it got mixed up. What do you do now? So zem moishlo echav, zem moishlo echav. Each take one of the animals, and then they get someone else from the shuk. This one brings Levi in to be mana on his carbon. And the other one brings in Yehuda to be part of the carbon. And then they switch, and the one of the group goes here, one group goes here. So Reuven goes to this side, and Shimon goes to that side. The kachei meimim. If this is mine, yidecha meshuchais mishalach. Let your hands be meishuch from yours. When it was be counted on mine. If this is yours, Pesach zeh yodai meshuchais. If this is yours, yodai meshuchais mishli. I'm taking away my hand from mine. When it was I'm being nimna on yours. Basically, the way you're doing is you're making sure that you'll be nimna on a carbon, and you're not going to leave the carbon without one of its original owners. So here, by bringing in another guy, so you have two people, so you have an owner, and then it won't be left without an owner. And we'll see if that stems with the original owner or not original owner when we learn the Gemara Miyatzah Hashem. But that's the comes out here. So the Mishnah had two parts of the Mishnah. One part of the Mishnah was we sent a shliach to shecht to you. Second part of the Mishnah was when two chaburis mixed it up, what kind of tnai could they make to be able to use this carbon pesach?